Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, I can't believe it. I got a video link, it's on YouTube, from Greg Lesher. He forwarded this video to me, and it's a video of your husband, Archie, doing something absolutely
yes.
spectacular. Now, I don't know if anyone has ever done this before
yeah.
he did it. You know, I've seen pictures
yeah.
of your boys. And they are tall and handsome and athletic. And I know where they got it from. They got it from you and Archie.
The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, does it?
No. And Gwyneth, if you talk about this, you'll be shattering your nom de plume. You know that, right?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're aware
yep.
of that.
That's okay. Yeah. Has anybody looked hard enough? I mean, I've said my husband's name a number of times. So, but now the video is out there on YouTube. I've put it on my YouTube channel, Gwyneth Isaacs, you know, or www.youtube.com/psychicisaacs. That's where they can find me on YouTube. So, this video was missing for 20 years. And I knew that it went missing around about the time that Archie died. And there were a lot of upheavals at that time. And I don't know what happened to the tape, the VHS tape. And, but I had to flee for my life with my two baby boys. And, I don't know what happened to the VHS tape. And I lost all hope of ever seeing that video ever again. And one of my stepchildren contacted me and forwarded this video to me. And when the first time I saw it, I cried because I thought that video had been lost forever. And I basically emailed this person back and said, thank you so much. Thank you. You know, and it was, it's been a very emotional time. And as well as that, I've got the satellite internet put back on. They have a satellite internet service here called the National Broadband Network, or NBN. So, you know, it's designed for people at remote homesteads to still be able to have decent internet speed. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Actually, it got hacked today, earlier, you know, Wednesday, yesterday now. But it got hacked, and I've noticed that a lot of places have gotten hacked. But that's beside the point. Normally it works quite well, and I was able to have the speed to upload this video to YouTube, and so I did that. And, it's him. That's what he did, and he did it to... he ran from Melbourne, but the original plan was to run from Melbourne to Melbourne, but his truck broke down, spoiler alert, his truck broke down at Mount Isa. And so this isn't in the video, but I'm going to say what happened next. His team met privately away from him, and they all planned to buy air tickets back to Melbourne. And the Holy Spirit spoke to Archie and he said, they're all planning to bail on you, to go back to Melbourne without you and to leave you stranded here. So he called a team meeting and he said, I know what you're all going to do. You're all going to leave for Melbourne. You're going to leave in the middle of the night or in the early hours of the morning, and you're going to leave me stranded here. And they confessed and they said, yeah, that's what we're going to do. He says, well, go on. I'm not holding you prisoner. Go on. Off you go. Go and fly back to Melbourne. And they said, oh, are you going to fly back to Melbourne too? And he said, no, I'm going to run. They said, what? You're going to run back to Melbourne? And he said, I am going to run. And he did, on his own, without any support vehicle. He ran from Mount Isa back to Melbourne, but he took a shortcut. If you want to look on a map of Australia, Vincent, you'll be able to see this shortcut. Down the Stuart Highway, through the Red Centre, through Alice Springs, down to South Australia, through Adelaide, and back to Melbourne along the Great Ocean Road. If you look on a map of Australia, you can see that. And he ran back to Melbourne. So how's that? That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, is a long-distance marathon. Gwyneth, about how many miles would you say this trip took?
If it had been all the way around Australia, it would have been about 10,000 kilometres or about 8,000 miles. But with the shortcut through the Red Centre, through the middle of Australia, maybe 5,000 or 5,000 miles, something like that.
And he did this. And he actually ran. This is not hopping on a bicycle or riding in a car. This is actually running. And what was his message? What was he trying to convey? Because he was on the news, television news. He was on the news a lot, right?
Yeah, he was. He was on the news a lot, and his message was, you better look out for your children, because there's drugs out there. Kids are getting addicted to drugs, and they're getting addicted all the time to all these really, really dangerous substances, and they're killing them. including alcohol and including marijuana and including tobacco. He was he had two sayings that he used to say to absolutely anybody who would listen, and that was, firstly, Jesus loves you. Remember, Jesus loves you. That was his first saying. And instead, second saying was, you must understand, I am the teetotaling pirate king. That was his other saying. He said, you must understand, I am the teetotaling pirate king. And he had these past life memories of being Bartholomew Roberts. Now I know that his name was Bartholomew Roberts back then. He didn't remember his name. He just remembered that he was the teetotaling pirate king. And I asked him how many ships he had robbed. I thought that the whole idea of a teetotaling pirate king was utterly ridiculous. And he said, oh, it's true. That was my name, my nickname. And I said, well, what was your real name? And he said, I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember. But after he died, I researched the history and I found out about Bartholomew Roberts and that he was called the Teetotaling Pirate King. And the funny thing is that his middle name was Robertson. So his full name was Archibald Robertson MacIsaac. And that was the name that was on his birth certificate. For many, many years, he didn't know what his real surname was because his mother hid his real surname for many, many, many years. And that was for a couple of reasons. For one reason, when he was a little boy, World War II was happening. He was quite a bit older than I was. World War II was happening when he was a little boy, and MacIsaac is a Jewish surname, and she was frightened that if the Nazis invaded, that things would become very dangerous for her little boy. So she called him by her husband's name. First of all, her name, which was Robertson, and then her husband's name, Thompson. So that's how he came by the name of Robertson MacIsaac. And that was what happened. And the other reason is that her husband hated Jews. Although he was in the British Army fighting the Nazis, you know, fighting Hitler, then he hated Jews as well. And he said that if she ever told the boy who his real father was, that he would beat her. And this was a different era. This was a different time in a different place. And spousal violence was very common and very accepted. Not anywhere near accepted now, which is a good thing. But men used to beat their wives, and they used to be quite public about it, especially in that place and in that time. And I'm glad it's not the case anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, it makes sense. We'll be right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's what we're talking about. Gwyneth Isaac's husband, Archie McIsaacs. And he ran across Australia to get people's attention to the message he was trying to promote, and as I understand it. And that message was that drugs and alcohol are really dangerous. They destroy lives. And it's absolutely true. There's no question that that's true. And a teetotaler is someone who abstains from alcohol, you know, drinking alcohol, and someone who promotes not drinking alcohol. That's as I understand it. Gwyneth, is that correct?
Yes. Yep. And that's the best way to be. And most of the time here, I am a teetotaler, most of the time. It might be a few times a year, maybe Christmas, Easter, that, you know, my boys might come over and I might have a beer or a glass of wine or something like that because, you know, or my birthday or something like that. But otherwise, I'm a teetotaler because things go better that way. You know, I'm not alcoholic. He was alcoholic. He was what's known as a dry alcoholic, meaning that he was an alcoholic that chose not to drink. So, because he couldn't control it. So he said, it's better that I don't have any alcohol at all. He said, it's very dangerous, very deceptive, you think it's okay, it's not okay. And that was his message. He said, you've got to be aware that this is something that is really dangerous, and it could be your kid, it could be my kid, it could be anybody's child that gets affected by this. And you won't necessarily know until it's too late, unless you're really, really paying attention. And he said, you've got to be there for your kids, for your children, and you've got to, you know, really support them and to say this is not the way to go. Does that make sense, Vincent? That's about what he said, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's clear to me that we're going down the wrong road here. I'm not talking about you and me in this class and our students. I'm talking about society in general. For example, it is legal to drink alcohol pretty much everywhere in the United States, as far as I know. Maybe there's some places that it's illegal, but I don't know of any. And it is becoming more legal to consume marijuana, dope. And it is legal to consume narcotics by prescription in the United States. And people get hooked on narcotics. I believe marijuana is a gateway drug to harder drugs. I believe alcohol is a gateway to marijuana. And people just want to leave their minds. They just want to go someplace else in their minds. And they're willing to spend hard-earned money or other people's money or stolen money, if you want to call it money, to do it. And it doesn't lead to good endings most of the time, as far as I can tell. And our governments are allowing it by legalizing it. And there's something else that, class, I want you to think about. A permit or a license is permission by paying to break the law. A license is permission to break the law, but you have to buy a license from the government. A permit is permission to break the law by paying the government a fee. So if you give them money, you can break the law. How about that? That's what it really is. There's no question about it. A hunting permit, a driving permit, driver's license, a building permit, a dog license, a business license. Those are all permission to break the law by paying the government a bribe. And they tell you how much they want for that bribe. That's what it is. Tell me I'm wrong. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. President Biden is in San Francisco, California for a scheduled meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Biden will attend the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit and will hold talks with Xi today. The leaders are expected to discuss the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine, normalizing communications channels, and eliminating the flow of fentanyl into the United States. The House approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown on Friday.
On Tuesday, the House voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. The bill now moves to the Senate, where bipartisan support exists, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he intends to pass the legislation as soon as possible.
When it comes to government funding, as I have long said, it has to be bipartisan. And right now, that's the path we seem to be on.
I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I
God
your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I just heard a commercial about texting and driving. And I guess it's okay with the government that you text and drive. I guess it's okay with the government that you use a cell phone while you're driving. I guess it's okay that you can drink up to a specific amount of alcohol, blood alcohol content, and drive. I guess it's okay that you can have dope in your system or drugs in your system and drive. Until let's say, a senator's child or wife is killed, or husband is killed, her parents are killed, her brother and sister are killed by a texting and driving, a drinking and driving, using a cell phone and driving, or using marijuana and driving, or harder drugs and driving. I guess it's okay until one of them is killed. then they'll be, oh, what outrage. Outrage. How could this happen? They allow it. Gwyneth, back to you.
I'll tell you what, Vincent. At the end of the documentary about Archie, after his, around about the time that his van failed, this isn't in the documentary, but this is something that Archie told me happened. He said he got a phone call, and there was this guy speaking on the phone, and this guy spoke something like this. He had a real strong Aussie accent, and he said, Archie, I've got something to tell you, mate. You don't have to run anymore. We're going to put in place a $100 million drug offence to help get kids off drugs and to help catch those drug dealers. And do you know who that was? That fellow who's got kind of a long pointed nose, and he looks a little bit like a hawk. And, you know, his name was called Bob Hawke. And he was the Australian Prime Minister. And he called Archie up on the telephone. Archie didn't have a cell phone, but he had a hotel that he was dealing with, with accommodation and that sort of thing. And, he had people who could contact him and all of that sort of thing. And Bob Hawke's daughter died of a heroin overdose. And at the time, it broke his heart. His daughter died of a heroin overdose not long before all of this. And do you know something? He had people in Parliament absolutely lambast him and say that it was his fault that his daughter had died, and tried to make it a political thing, which was absolutely disgusting. And he actually at the time broke down and cried on national television. And anyone can go back in Australian history and research about how Bob Hawke's daughter died of a heroin overdose, and the opposition in Parliament tried to make a political point out of it to try to score political points. Of course, it backfired on them, but that also played into him campaigning for the $100 million drug offences, which was like $1 billion in today's money, because this was back in the 1980s, and we've had a lot of deflation since then. Sorry, inflation. We've had a lot of inflation since then. Yeah. So that was what happened, and that's some of the background to the various things that are on the video and things that Archie told me privately at the time. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and of course, if you want to spell his name and look it up, it's Bob, B-O-B, H-A-W-K-E. Bob, H-A-W-K-E. Yeah, Gwyneth, people, I don't understand why people want to leave reality. And when you come back, it's worse. If you leave reality and you're absent for a while you go on one of these benders, it's worse when you come back. And for people to think that children don't hide their drinking abuse and their drug abuse and stupid things that they do from their parents, they actually do hide that from their parents. They go to great lengths to hide their addiction and their drug abuse and their alcohol abuse from their parents. They really do. And it can be devastating to the family. Absolutely devastating. And, you know, I've got to wonder, and I have to be very careful how I say this, because I don't want people to go out and do it. But why is it? Why is it that when someone crashes into someone, you know, you're at a traffic light, like our son was. He was at a traffic light, a red light. There were cars in front of him. And this guy, not paying attention, drives his wife's minivan right into the back of our stopped truck. And when you're stopped at a traffic light, the light's red. The cars in front that are stopped in front of you, they have their taillights and they're red. And then your taillight's red because your foot's on the brake. And then a guy drives right into the back of you. So here's the question. Why is it that people don't get out of their vehicle when this happens, if they're relatively unhurt, go to the car that crashed into them, say, are you okay? And then beat up the guy who just crashed into them for not paying attention or being drunk or being high. And the careless and reckless behavior of other people damages us and our property. And I don't understand why people just go, oh, let's just, do you have an insurance card? Let's just exchange insurance. Because in the Wild West, that would never happen. There would be vengeance extracted right then and there. So we have people on the road today, Joe, who are operating vehicles without licenses. Now, I'm not a big fan of licenses, you know, permit to do something illegal by paying a fee. But what I am in favor of is being tested to make sure that one knows how the brake works, how the transmission works, how the tires work, and how to operate a vehicle safely and understand the rules of the road. Now, the rules of the road say you stay on your own side. You don't drive at excessive speed so that you can easily lose control. You don't do that. You don't outdrive your brakes. You don't outdrive your headlights. And you make sure your vehicle's safe before you get in it. There are a lot of other rules of the road, too, that people don't seem to abide by. And I think things would change very quickly if we're reading in the news that someone did something stupid with a motorcycle, caused vehicles to crash. The guy with the motorcycle was found to be operating dangerously, recklessly, carelessly, caused multiple vehicle accidents. People were hurt, injured, and killed. And then the guy was found with the motorcycle, and he had all kinds of lacerations that were not from the motorcycle. They were from the people who found him, who decided that they had it with him, being reckless and careless. Now, I'm not suggesting any of you do it, but I got to tell you, I think this would come to a screeching halt if people actually... I'll stop right there. I see it all the time. I see people putting me in harm's way, Mrs. Finelli in harm's way, her son in harm's way, other people in harm's way, because they just can't wait. Now, I don't know if they're high or drunk, or just not paying attention. But you know what? I think this cell phone thing is a real, real bad idea. Because people use them in their cars. And I think jail time, for people who use their cell phones while they're driving, would be a good thing. I'm thinking like a week. So, Bob, we haven't seen you for a week. Where you been? You know, you didn't show up for a week. We didn't hear from you. What? You okay? Where you been, Bob? Well, I was in the county clink. Oh, Bob, what'd you do? Well, I knew I wasn't supposed to do it. I was driving with my cell phone. I was driving distracted. And I nicked this guy on a bicycle. I didn't hit him too hard. Just I didn't see him, you know. I was paying attention to my cell phone, and his bicycle was dark, and I just tapped him, went off into the ditch, and got run over by a car. You know, I didn't mean it. I was just on my cell phone. No harm in that, right? There's a report of a large truck that crashed into a school bus. 57 people were on board. Ball of fire. A lot of people were injured, killed. How's that happen? Is it because the buses are hard to see? It's hard to see those yellow buses? Is that what it is? Got lights all around them? How's that possible? It's possible because of distracted driving, inattentive driving. We've got stereos. We've got satellite radio. We've got cup holders. We can eat sandwiches while we're driving. We've got, heck, you don't even have to hold the steering wheel in some of these cars. They drive themselves. Right into people, places, and things. I don't know what happened in this particular accident, but there are a lot of accidents. And I believe it's carelessness, recklessness, and stupidity. And inattentive driving. And people who should not be behind the wheel for a myriad of reasons. Like, their reflexes aren't good enough. Their eyesight's not good enough. Their disposition's not good enough. They're drunk. They're high. They're otherwise impaired. Or they don't have the skills. Or all the above. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is true. And the thing is, life's hard for everybody. Life's hard for me. You know? And sometimes... You know, the thing is, I'm in a position at the moment, I'm doing a government course. Australian government has this thing where they won't just let you sit on the unemployment benefit. They'll make you go and find a job, or they'll make you do a course or something. And I'm doing a course at the moment on entrepreneurship, you know, how to run a business. And I figured that would be a worthwhile thing to do.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, if you want to see what I'm talking about, just go to your favorite search engine, which might just be DuckDuckGo, DUCKDUCKGO.com, and type in school bus crash. School bus crash. And look at the images. You won't believe it. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. Okay. What was I talking about? I was talking about the drug offensive. And I can't remember what I was talking about before the ads cut in.
Well, Gwyneth, you know, here's a couple of points.
I think it was quite important, but I can't remember what it was.
One point is that there's this belief that a school bus driver, you know, is really experienced. There's a belief that he or she certainly is not an alcoholic. And there's a belief that he or she certainly isn't on any drugs, whether they be prescription or without a permit, meaning illegal. And that's not necessarily the case. And many times, bus drivers, school bus drivers, have other jobs because they drive a school bus early in the morning, and then they drive a school bus, you know, in the afternoon. But in the middle of the day and after the bus route, there's extra time, and they don't get paid a lot of money for driving a school bus, so they probably have two jobs, or they're retired and have one job. But there's nothing that says that these guys are not high or drunk or hungover or tired or something or distracted. And there's plenty going on in the school bus already. When I taught public school ed, put videotape systems in the school buses because some of the children were just unruly. You know, so the driver of the bus is trying to get everybody there and back safely. And some of the children are, you know, some are fighting, some are yelling and screaming.
Oh, yeah. I remember what I was talking about. I say people think that, you know, I have my own set of problems. Everybody has their own set of problems. And just today, or just, you know, just yesterday, I was just sitting there and I was just crying because of the absurdity of everything that's going on, where I'm doing this course in entrepreneurship, which is, you know, required for me to receive my government payment, unemployment benefit. And it's a course in entrepreneurship. The economy's falling apart. And, you know, there may not be a currency next year. I think I get this feeling something's going to happen over Christmas and into the new year, and they are going to use it to shoehorn us all into a central bank digital currency. And that's what they've been saying on the media. And they've sort of been advertising that something was going to be happening across the December-January period. And just thinking about this and looking at this coursework that I'm required to do and thinking of the absurdity of it all, and I actually broke down and cried. And that's something where you can't get out of this. I can't just stop doing this course because I'll stop getting checks from the government if I stop doing this course. But it's absurd. Because, well, pretty soon it's not going to matter anyway. So I'm going to do the coursework just to get the check. But, you know, ultimately, it's, you know, what can you do?
Gwyneth, what I hear you saying
really
is that in
royally screwing things up and blinding us.
What I hear you saying is that in order for you to receive a government check to just keep things afloat on your farm, because there's no business, there are no employment opportunities, that's all been demolished, that they want you to learn how to start your own business, and they require you to learn how to do it. But once you learn how to do it, you really need to get some help to jumpstart a business. It's impossible to start a business without funds. Impossible. That's why they have guys that are called venture capitalists. That's what they do. Somebody's got an idea, and they go, okay, it sounds like it might work. I will take half your company and we'll give you a little bit of funding to do it. And we're going to take more and more of your company the more you head towards success. But it takes money to make money. I don't care what anybody says. It does. It's impossible to start a company without any funding. It's impossible. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.